It's not clear yet whether people who've had COVID-19 become immune, and if so, for how long. But tests for the coronavirus antibodies that could indicate immunity are already becoming widely available in Massachusetts and elsewhere. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports there are many lingering questions, though, about what the results of these antibody tests mean.
In mid-February, a nasty bug hit Matt Kelly's whole Cambridge family. First, his wife Annie, a teacher, got the fever and fatigue.
And then it rapidly spread to me, and then rapidly to our son who is in kindergarten and our daughter who is in preschool. All of our symptoms fit all of the symptoms of COVID-19.
Like a cough and lost sense of smell. Kelly, who works in online publishing, tested negative for flu and strep. It sure seemed like the coronavirus. It was so infectious, half the students in his son's class got sick. But this was before the coronavirus was known to be spreading in Massachusetts, so the family wasn't tested for it. For weeks after they recovered, Kelly wished he could be tested for the antibodies that would tell him whether he'd had COVID-19.
I'm not trying to talk myself into a false delusion that I've already had COVID, I'm cured, I'm immune, I can go be a hero. We cannot prove or disprove this idea right now that we may have had COVID and it may already have cleared our system.
Now, that is changing for Matt Kelly and many others. Antibody testing is starting to become so easy to get that it was even recently offered in a Cambridge bar. That is, until the city closed it down on Tuesday, saying the testing violated the bar's zoning. The chain Physician One Urgent Care has been offering antibody tests at its four Massachusetts locations since April 30th.
We're seeing a lot of interest in getting tested.
Dr. Jeannie Kenkery is chief medical officer of Physician One Urgent Care. She says insurance is expected to cover the tests, and she estimates that more than 350 Massachusetts residents have gotten them so far.
The majority of these people are folks who had symptoms that were similar to COVID, but didn't have an opportunity to get tested because the testing wasn't available for them at the time they had their symptoms.
Kenkery says Physician One is using an accurate test through the lab company Quest Diagnostics. But in general, there have been and remain major questions about the accuracy of antibody testing. The American Medical Association just put out a warning that most of the 120 antibody tests on the market have not been approved by the FDA, and a positive test is not a reason to stop physical distancing. Testing expert Michael Minna at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health worries about what he calls a flood of antibody tests onto the market, particularly at-home tests that could be damaged in transit.
So until some of those issues are worked out and you have really credible sources of these tests and they've become a little bit more stable, I think that people shouldn't consider them as anything more than a toy.
Meaning a test could be a way to satisfy curiosity, but nothing more. Harvard epidemiologist Yonatan Grad says there's an even more basic problem.
One of the reasons why people are so enthusiastic in taking these tests is the hope that it would indicate that they are immune privileged, right? That they have had the infection and now they're immune. While it's likely the case, we don't know that for sure.
And having antibodies doesn't always mean protection. In HIV, for example, Harvard pathology professor David Waltz says even accurate coronavirus antibody tests today tell you just one thing.
Have you been exposed to the virus? They do not tell you whether you are protected from getting reinfected by the virus. They do not tell you whether you are still potentially able to infect others.
Walt and others are working to determine how to test for protection rather than just exposure, but that research is still in early stages. Even with all the uncertainties about the test, many people like Matt Kelly just want to know whether they've had the coronavirus.
So I booked the appointment and I went.
Kelly recently got his blood drawn for an antibody test at Physician One Urgent Care. 4 days later, he got the result. Negative. He says he asked how many negative results like his were wrong, and the technician on the phone said 20%.
Which means, really, that I still don't feel very confident that I know if I had it or I didn't. I don't really care what the answer is, so long as I know it's accurate. That seems to be the elusive thing right now.
That, and a far greater understanding of immunity to COVID-19. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.